And we should only have this problem. Okay. So we are holding on Chet Zion. We're holding on Chet Zion on with Bays. About here, the seventh line of the wide line. Oh no, actually a little beyond that, actually. Rather make that the 10th line of the wide lines, rather. The line against Dummy.
Dummy.
Yeah. There are wider. You're looking at Zucker. You want to look at Menachem.
That was a big issue for people learning.
There you go. So you got wider lines, and you got the 10th line begins dummy, and that's where we're holding. Okay, we're in the middle of a discussion as follows. Okay, I count to 10, but maybe you're right.
Whatever
line. Yeah. Okay, we started a discussion as follows. We know from our Mishnah that if when it came to ruining the kindness of the Mincha, if the person had in mind a thought of Tigul only when it came to burning the Koimeth, not when it came to burning the Lavona, the mayor says the Koban is Tigul, the Chachamim say it's not. Tigul means that the Koban is not allowed to be eaten, and if a person eats from it, they're Chayav Koban. Yeah. Okay, so now, we had a discussion like this. Does the same thing apply when it comes to walking over the Koimeth to the Mizbeach, Halacha, where also you would say that Rabbi Yochanan says it's the same thing, if he had in mind the thought of Tigul only when he was walking over the Koimeth, not when he was walking over the Lavona, then the Chachamim would say it's not Tigul, and Rabbi Meir would say it is. And Rish Lakish says that, Rabbi Yochanan says that Halacha is like Kmitza, meaning that, right, so therefore, in other words, there's no Kmitza involving the Lavona, therefore, all by itself, the halacha of the koimet itself is a significant enough thing for it to be tigul, unlike when it comes to the burning where you need both, according to the Chachamim. And Rish Lakish says, no, it would be like Hakshara, and according to the Chachamim, you would need both. So we started discussing a couple of proofs one way or the other. We said, what about this case of the two sheep on Shavuos with the Shtei Chalos? We said over there the difference is that the shechting of the sheep already makes the chalas kaddish, so it already has the status of something that makes it kaddish, which is similar in that sense to a matzah. Therefore, we can say that you need both of them. But here, halacha is not a matzah; it's not doing anything to make the korban, to make mincha mutter. Okay, we asked about it from a case involving the korban pesach. Again, the answer is the shita of the korban pesach already accomplishes something as far as the blood. Okay, so let's bring another proof. Toshma, yeah, the line against dummy, the second word, but yeah. Toshma, b'medvar mamurim, we learn in a braisa, when does this apply that it's possible to make the korban tigul using only the koimetz, not the levona, with the first three avodas, the knista or the mafin kli over here? When it comes to the knista, taking the handful out of the mincha and putting it in the klishore and walking it over to the mizbeach, but when it comes to this is the same braisa where we quoted the second half of it before that when it comes to burning the klimas on the mizbeach, then you have the machloitas of our mishnah. So my love is hiluch zahakara. So when we say hiluch on the face of it, we mean that he's walking over the koimeth in order to burn it. He already put it in the klisharis. He's walking over with the klisharis over to the mizbeach in order to burn it. And we'll say now the shlokish had said that halacha you have to have in order for it to be tigul, you have to have in mind during the burning of the koimeth. But here we see from this braisa, when it comes to the haktara, then if you did only one without the, and not the other with the machshavas tigul, then we said Rav Meir says it's tigul and the Chachamim say it's not, meaning that you have to have in mind both the koimeth and the levona.
What is it by the halacha? You have to have anything in mind.
That's the thing. By the halacha, normally you don't have to have anything in mind. In this case, if the person, what the braisa is telling us is that with the three avodas, of which one of them is halacha, if he has in mind a sort of figgle, then we're saying that the, when it comes to those three avodas, then it's enough for him to have a machshava regarding one of them. But when it comes to the haftarah, according to the chachamim, you would have to have in mind the thought of figgle by both of them. The question then becomes, the shlokish is saying that the locha is like burning it. According to the chachamim, you would have to have the thought of figgle on the klimas and on the levona. And the bright of it, he would seem to be saying not that. So therefore, it's a shlokish. The answer is, no, that's not what the hiluch would mean. He looked them up and cleaned. You could say there's an earlier stage of hiluch. There can be. You have to place the klimas into a kli sharis. Now keep in mind, you know, unlike with an animal korban, you have to have the kli sharis right there because you have to catch the blood that comes out of the neck of the animal. When it comes to a mincha, not necessarily is the kli sharis going to have to be. No, you catch it inside the basin. When it comes to the mincha, though, you don't necessarily have to have the kli sharis right next to the mincha. It's possible for the kohen to take the klimas in his hand, walk over a few steps to where where somebody else is holding a keli and put it in there. So the Braisa might be talking about the hiluch of that, where you're walking in order to place it in the keli, not the walking which is essential to the avodah, which is where you're walking it in the keli over to the mizbeach, but rather, we're practically speaking, you're walking it over to the keli. So therefore, that in and of itself. Now the point is, there also we would say that kind of thing, if you have to do it, is an avoda all by itself, because you don't have to do it with the Lavona, because you don't have to put the Lavona in a keli at all. Therefore, we could answer that yes, we could say that in that case, that's the hiluch that it means, that the Chachamim would agree that pigle can be accomplished with only the koinus. Because the rule would be, whenever you have an avoda that's done only with the koinus and not with the lavona, then we would say you could create pigle on the korban using only the koinus. In this case, this original... So in other words, that's the thing. So we're saying there's two different types of halacha. There's the halacha to burn it on the mizbeach. That applies to the koinus and to the lavona, because both of them do have to be taken over to the mizbeach. Then you have the hiluch in order to place it in a keli, where that one not. That one you have, it does have to be done with the klimas. It does not have to be done with the levona. The levona doesn't have to be placed in a keli specifically. So therefore, that would be the difference.
Yeah, but if you give it up one to the other, you're allowed,
right? You're allowed to put the levona in a keli, but you don't have to. Yeah.
Even if you don't have
it, Okay, the question is, fine, if you're going to say it like that, then it means, then why are you listing them in the order, b'mas and kli over hiluch? Then why is the braisa listing them in the order, first placing it in the kli sharis and then walking it over? According to that explanation, we're talking about a walking over that takes place before you put it in the keli. So in that case, the hiluch of b'mas and kli over hiluch. In that case, it should say it in that order. If he walked it over, he had in mind when he walked it over or when he placed it in the keli. It says, hold on, Kasha, okay, that's not such a big problem. Funny hawk is fine, you can change around the wording of the braisa like that. Okay, what about boloi lachtora, boloi lachtora, boloi lachtora? Fine, but then you have to ask, what about when the braisa continues now when he comes to burn it? According to the way we're changing the wording of the braisa, we should now have to say when he's coming to walk it over to the mizbeach, because that's a later stage. Because that now, according to this, what you're saying, you have two different types of halacha. And again, the answer is, okay, the answer is, holy cash are fine, but that's not such a problem. Given the halacha, because the second halacha, to bring it over to the mizbeach, is necessary in order to burn it. Therefore, we can say, kori le haktara. So therefore, the braisa calls it part of the haktara process. The braisa is not spelling out that you have two different types of halacha, because it's not important for our purpose. You have the one type of halacha, which Shlokas will say, which involves putting it in a keli, where that applies only to the klimas, not to the levona. Therefore, pigul can be made with only the klimas, not the levona. Then you have the later hiluch. The Shlokas will say the braisa is considering the later hiluch part of the haktara, because it's necessary as a prerequisite for going and doing the haktara, the burning it on the mizbeach. Okay. Fine. What about, though, we have another problem. If I'm not going to have a klimas to shtika, fine, but when the braisa continues, that you have the case where he placed the klimas on the fire of the mizbeach without saying anything, and then he put the levona with a thought of pigle, in that case, holach mi bari, right there, it should be spelling out holach, because holach is, after all, a separate avodah. So you could be talking about where he did the initial halacha with a thought of tigul, which is what your shlokas is discussing. Then you could be talking about where he didn't do that, but then later on, after what the real halacha, so to speak, the one walking it over to Mizrach, he had a thought of tigul. The Braiser should be mentioning that instead of skipping to putting it on the fire. Okay, the answer is kasha. You're right. That's a kasha on the shlokas. That makes it hard to understand the Braiser going to the shlokas. Again, it's not necessarily a shulker, it's not necessarily a complete refutation of Rish Lakish, but nevertheless, it does end up being a kasha on him how he would explain the braisa that leaves out the second halacha. Okay. The halacha, in principle, usually when you have a machloek of Rav Yechon and Rish Lakish, usually the halacha would be like Rav Yechon. In this case, the Rambam doesn't even address this whole issue when it comes to passing the halacha. And one explanation is, again, I mentioned yesterday, that the Rambam holds that this whole question of Kodesh versus Lavona is overridden anyway by a Braisa in Sota that describes the procedure of bringing a Kodesh Mincha, where it makes it clear that both the Kodesh and the Lavona do have to be placed in a Kli Sharei and placed on the Mizeah. So therefore, it's a non-issue. Therefore, it's a non-issue to talk about if you did the halacha only with the kohenus and not with the levona, because then you get back to the chachamim and our Mishnah said you can't be mafagel b'chti matir. So therefore, according to that, the Rambam doesn't bother bringing the whole issue anyway, because it's a non-issue anyway. You would have to have in mind both the kohenus and the levona, because all the avodas apply to one and to the other. It's not working. We'll have to mark it out. Okay, could be. All right. Onward. How about another thing? This is shum shum lechol shum shum. What if the person does like this? He takes the koymet. Now the koymet consists of, it's a handful. And we're gonna learn sometime in the next class that the minimum size koymet consists of two kazetim. So now, let's say, so normally you burn the whole koymet at once. What about this is shum shum lechol shum shum? What about he takes a sesame-sized piece of the kohenus and puts it on the fire of the mizeah, having in mind as he's doing so that he's going to eat a sesame-sized piece of the shirayim, of the leftover of the mincha? Shum shum is a sesame piece.
A sesame piece.
Yes. Then he did the same thing with another sesame-sized piece. So eventually he burns the whole kohenus, and eventually he had in mind that he's going to eat a complete two kazetim or whatever of the shirayim, that he's going to eat them tomorrow, which normally, if he had that in mind all at once, it would make a tigul. But here we did it drop by drop. What's the deal? So we have a three-way machlokes. Until he used up, until he offered the entire kohenus. Three-way machlokes. Rav Chista v'Rav Hamnuna v'Rav Sheshet. Rav Chista v'Rav Hamnuna v'Rav Sheshet. Chad om a tigul. One of them says that the korban, that the mincha will be tigul. In this case, a second one says it won't be tigul, it will be tigul. So if a person eats it, so you can't offer it, the person wasn't yotze his korban, and if the person eats it, he's chayav alav, he's chayav malchus, so he's not going to be chayav kares. B'chad om a kosher, and then a third opinion of these amadoyim says that the mincha will actually be kosher in this case. So the Gemara says, lema, should we say that this three-way machloikas of amadoyim actually represents a three-way machloikas of panoyim? Namely, Manda Amma Pigol could have mayor. The one who says Pigol would be holding like a mayor of On Mishnah, who said Mefaglin Machti Matir, where the mayor said in On Mishnah that you're able to make a Kurdan Pigol even if you only had in mind the Machshava regarding half of the Matir. So in this case, he did that. He had a Machshava about one piece of the Kurdan, then another piece, then another piece. So therefore, we could argue that Reb Meir would say, therefore, that each shum shum piece, each sesame side piece itself, is considered a hasi matir, and therefore he would say the korban is tigul, and therefore we would say the amoro who says tigul would be going according to the mayor. Umanda am apostle kerabbanon, the one who says apostle would say like the rabbanon of our Mishnah. It's not tigul, however, it's not korish, it's not tigul, there's no korish, however, he would say apostle. Umanda am a kosher kerebi. And then the opinion that says that it's kosher would hold by Rebbe, where we learned the other day that we had an opinion of Rebbe that who said in a case that we had a case over there involving where he had in mind regarding the shalechem, he shechted one sheep having in mind he's going to eat a half kazayis from one challah, and then shechted the other one having in mind he's going to eat a half kazayis from the other challah, and Rebbe said it doesn't even combine together in the korban is kosher. So then over here also we would say the one shum shum and the other shum shum and so forth don't combine, and therefore the korban is kosher. So should we say that Rav Chista, Rav Hunan, and Rav Sheshes all reflected in those three opinions of Tanarim? The answer is the Gemara says no. Nimai, who says that that's the correct explanation of the Machlokes? Dilma Abtan like Omer Rav Meir Hossam. You know why when you say Rav Meir is saying over here in the Mishnah that you create figgle using only one of the materim of the korban, the koymas or the laborina, as the case may be. Fine. Ela b'chishev b'shiura. At least he was having in mind the entire shiur. He had in mind the entire koymas. He had in mind the entire amount of laborina. So fine. You say you need the koymas plus the laborina to make the mincha be able to be eaten by the koyna. But the fact is, yeah, the koymas has a shiur on its own. The laborina has a shiur on its own. And he had in mind one or the other shiur. Here he didn't think of the entire shiur. He only thought of a 75 feet at a time. Maybe not. Maybe the mayor would not say that combines together. And let's go with the second one. You know why that Rabbanan and Or Mishnah are saying that? You know why that Rabbanan and Or Mishnah are saying that you can't create pigle with only the koymas or the levoina? Is the other way around. Because the fact of the matter is, he didn't end up thinking about the entire matter. He thought of either the Kermes or the Lavoina, but not both, and both of them together are needed in order to be master the carbon. In our case over here, he did end up thinking about the entire matter. He thought about a piecemeal, one shum from here, another shum from here, and so forth. But the fact is, eventually, by combining together, he thought of the entire matter. So maybe that the Rabbanan would agree, Hakanami the Pagil. Maybe the Chachamim would agree that in that case it can be Tigel. And, Kate, possibility number three, Ma'ad Kan Ma'ka'omer Rebbe Hossam, Elab Lehodim Ma'oye Me'ersa Avoida, also Rebbe, who says in the case of the two sheep and the Shtei Alechem that it doesn't combine, maybe Rebbe is talking about, the fact is, he didn't think of the shear that he's going to be eating, the total Kazayas that he's going to be eating, he didn't think about it Me'ersa Avoida, from that very same part of the Avoida. He had in mind during the shchita of one sheep that he's going to eat a half from one challah, and during the other sheep that he's going to eat a half kezayis from the other challah. So he never thought during one avoda of an entire kezayis. Not during one avoda of one sheep, and not regarding one challah. Avol hocha dehodim maoyim oisa avoda, but over here, after all is said and done, he is thinking about the entire amount of eating within the same avoda. He's bringing the koymas one bit by bit, but in the end, once you combine together all of machshavas, he's having in mind to be a kezayis and more than a kezayis of the shirayim, and it's all within one avoda. So maybe hachinami the possible, maybe indeed Rebbe would hold his possible. So you can't say that this machlokes amigoyim reflects that same machlokes tonight. No, rather the answer is like this. Of the three Amirayim, the one who says that it's Tigel, he would say that everybody, the mayor and the Chachamim and Rebbe, would all hold it's Tigel, according to him. Even if it was a short amount of time, right? Because again, the mayor would say that Mefaglim Bachsi Masir, and here you have Chassi Masir at a time. The Rabbanon would say, hey, Mefaglim Bachsi Masir, but the fact is here you have the entire Masir, eventually. Rebbe is saying you have in mind eventually a complete kezayis within the same avodah to eat, therefore it would be tigel. Manda al apostol de rehakel. On the one who says it's apostle, again, he would say all three tanoim would say that it's apostle. Rebbe Meir would say it's not tigel because he didn't think of a shear at a time. The Chachamim would say it's possible, as they say in Or Mishnah. Rebbe would say it's possible because he did end up thinking of an entire kezayis. Manda Omer Kosher did a hackle, and the one who says it's completely kosher would also say all three opinions agree there. The mayor and the Chachamim, he says, would say that it's kosher because he didn't have in mind a complete shear at a time. He didn't have in mind a complete shear or a complete master at a time. And Rebbe said it's kosher in the other case. So let's type it out. Manda Omer Pigol, the one who says that it's Pigol, he would say Divrei Hakol Kasarim Derech Achil of Atach V'Derech Kasarim Atach. He would say that Rebbe and the Chachamim and the Mayor all agree that it's normal to eat piecemeal, to eat one shumshum at a time. That can be considered an achila. Eventually, it adds up to a kezayis, as long as you did b'chleach of trash, of course. And the Derech Kasarim Atach, we could also say that is the normal way of burning a korban, that it can be normal to burn it a little bit at a time. You could. You could burn the klemis at one time, but they could also say it's considered a valid way of doing the avodah, just to do it a little bit at a time. Therefore, it can be considered that eventually he did this for the full amount. Well, mando. A little time. He takes off a little piece and puts it on the fire, and takes another little piece and puts it on the fire, etc. You know what? There was actually a discussion in... No. He just puts in a little bit at a time. There is actually a discussion in Zvachin regarding the issue of if he takes... What about if he eats it in more than Kedachilas Tras, and what about if he burns it in more than Kedachilas Tras? But there we're talking about where it's a small fire, and it takes it a long... He puts the whole thing on there, but it's a small fire, and it takes it a long time to eat it. Here we're talking about it's a normal size fire, but he's putting it in a drop at a time. Okay. Umanda, I'm a apostle, the opinion that says that apostle Divrei Hakol, the one who says that all the Tanoim would agree as apostle, he says, Kasava ain't derech hachila b'tach, that ain't derech hachila b'tach. He would say that everybody agrees that's not the normal way of doing, that can't be considered hachila. It's also not the normal way of burning it, so therefore it can't be considered an avoda. So his machshava is not enough to make it civil, but it is enough to make it apostle. Effectively, what you have is it's the equivalent of a mincha where the kaimus was never offered on an azeah, which therefore it can never become tegel, it can only be possible. We have over here ain in parenthesis, by the way, because the birkas hazevach takes it out on the basis of some rishonim learn that way, I think that Rambam, among others, learns that way, that, yes, you could say derech achila b'tach, sure, derech achila to eat things piecemeal. You don't necessarily eat an entire kazayas all at once. You could eat a little bit, and then you wait a little bit, and you eat a little more, as long as you eat it. That's the stuff. We know all over the Torah, when it comes to eating, as long as you eat, when it comes to the Kedayas, the Matan, Pesach, and various other, as long as you do it. That's the stress, and yeah. So it could be Derech HaKhila B'Kach. But nevertheless, in Derech HaKhila B'Kach, he would say it's not a normal way, it's not the proper way of burning it. Do it a little over time. Well, Mando Amar Kosher was the third opinion that says that the Mincha is Kosher. He would say Divrei Hakol. He would say Kosher Derech Hakhila B'Kach, the end Derech Hakhila B'Kach. He would say it's an acceptable way to burn it like that. Therefore, the korban is valid, and his machshava didn't passel it. On the other hand, that's not the normal way of eating. On the other hand, that's not the normal way of eating it. So therefore, you can't say that his machshava was effective regarding the eating. Because he had in mind to eat a shum at a time, and he would say that's not a normal way of eating, and therefore we can't say that was a thought of figgle regarding eating, because that can't be considered eating, he would say. Okay. More on this topic of figgle between the Kohen and the Muvayna. Amri Harifi de Pumbedisa. The short Chachamim of Pumbedisa said as follows. Who are these short Chachamim of Pumbedisa? Rashi brings from the Sanhedrin that their names are Asa and Avim. They're the sons of Rachva from Pumbedisa. Rachva was a Talmud of Rav Yehuda. He had two sons, Epha and Avi. They are called in various places in Chaff, Charisi de Pumbedisa, the sharp ones of Pumbedisa. So they said as follows, Haktora mafagela haktora. One part of the burning can make another part of the burning pigle. Meaning, if he burnt the klemet of the mincha on the mizeach, having in mind that he is going to burn the Levoina tomorrow, that will be enough to make it tiggle. Rashi said, and we're going to say later in the Gemara, the difference between it and the case of the Kvotim in our Mishnah. So he says, even according to the Chachamim of our Mishnah, who say you can't create tiggle with only half the matir, and that is why they said you have to have, for it to be tiggle, you have to have the thought of Kutzvah's Manai about the Kremis and during the burning of the Kremis and the burning of the Levoina. But they say, that's where he's thinking about that he's going to eat the Shirayim later on, he's going to eat them tomorrow, or Levoina b'milfakayma. And he didn't say anything about the Levoina, and presumably that means he plans to offer the Levoina today. Now, over here, where he thought about that he's going to offer the Levoina, so now it's the equivalent of having a thought of Tigel regarding the entire Matzah, because during the burning of the Levoina, he had in mind he's going to burn the Levoina tomorrow. Therefore, the Kohenes and the Levoina are both involved in the thought of Tigel. Not like the case of our Mishnah where he burnt the Kohenes, didn't have anything particular in mind regarding Levoina, and intended to eat the Shirayim tomorrow. So there we can say, you have Kohenes, yes, Levoina, no, and Ein Mefaglin Lachti Matir. But over here, he's thinking about the Kohenes and the Levoina, different aspects of the thought of Chutzpah Manos. Therefore, they say that's enough to make a table. Omar Rava. So Rava says, yes, we can actually prove that from our Mishnah. Afanan nami tanena. In fact, we learned in our we learned in the Mishnah in the at the end of the previous teret, we learned something that seems to reflect that. We said Bachwal, the rule is as follows, as far as Tizzle. When a person does any of the four avodas of the mitzvah, taking the komet, putting it in a kli shoris, walking it over to the mizeach, burning it on the mizeach, and he does any of those four avodas, lechol dava shidakir lechol, having in mind that he's going to eat the part that's normally eaten, namely the shirayim, or lahakir dava shidakir lahakir, or to burn the part that's normally burnt, namely the komet or the levona, if he has in mind to do any of the eating or burning outside the proper place, outside the Azara, posel, and the mincha is posel the Ein Bei Kodesh, but there's no Kodesh for eating it. It's just like any other posel carbon. But chutzlus manoi, but if he had in mind to do any of these things, chutzlus manoi, outside of the proper time, meaning tomorrow, pigul the chayav nala kodesh, then the carbon is pigul and it's chayav kodesh. So, says Rava, if we listed all four avodas together, presumably, we should say, my la haktara drumya dahana. Shouldn't we assume that haktara, the burning of the koimis, which is the fourth avoda, is similar to the other three? Ma hanach ben lechol ben lahakir, just like when it comes to the first three avodas, he could be having in mind, as the Mishnah said, to eat the shirayim or to burn the koimis or the levona outside of the time. So there can be a thought of achila, there can be a thought of haktara by the first three. We should assume a haktara. So also when it comes to the burning of the komet, bein lechol bein lahakir, we should assume that it's possible to be burning the komet and make the korban pigul by having how by having in mind to burn the levana. So there you go. Then that would be what Chadri Tikkun B'Dissa are saying. Hello, that if he has in mind to that if he has in mind during the burning of the komet, which he's doing now. Obviously he's burning the komet now. He's not burning it tomorrow. But he has in mind to burn the levana tomorrow. Then we would say it's pigul. But that seems to be reflected by the Mishnah that puts Haktara together with the other three avodas. The answer is no, you don't have to say it like that. That's not necessarily a proof, because you could say Hanach ben lechol ben lahakir. No, because you could say what the Mishnah means is in the first three avodas, yes, you could have either one, and he has in mind to eat, or he has in mind to burn. Haktara lechol ben lahakir lo. You could say when it comes to the fourth avoda, no, then it's only possible to make pigul by having in mind to eat the shirayim, not necessarily by having in mind to burn the levana. You could explain the Mishnah that way and then have it support the Chariti de Pumbedissa, but not necessarily. But not necessarily, so it's not so. So their din may still be a din, but you can't necessarily prove it from that Mishnah. Yeah. Continues the Gemara. So that was all one opinion. On the other hand, Yosef Rav Menashe bar Gader Hamed Abaya, Rav Menashe bar Gader was one time sitting as a Talmud in front of Abaya, the Yosef Ka'ama Meshmeder Rav Chisda, he was sitting. He, meaning Rabashi, meaning Abaya, was saying over in the name of Rav Chisda that no, not like we just said, that Charifa Dipum Bedissa is Haktara Mufagela Haktara, that it's possible to make the Mincha Tigul during the burning of one part of the Matthew, namely the Komet, by having in mind to burn the Levona tomorrow. He's saying, Abaya is saying in the name of Chisda, no, Ein Haktara Mufagela Haktara. No, that would not work. It's not possible to make tigul using one part of the Haftara to make another habit having in mind a different part of the Haftara tomorrow. And he says, on the contrary, Khalifa de Pumbedissa, Eifa and Avini had said that even the Rabbanon would agree with their opinion. Now Rav Chisda is saying the opposite. Even the mayor will agree with and say that it doesn't work. Yeah, the opposite. Because even according to the mayor, who says that it's possible to make it tigul by having in mind only during the burning of the koimet, so only during the burning of the levana, yes, he would say, fine, but that's when he has in mind regarding the shirayim that he's going to eat them tomorrow. The koimet matir the yul, because after all, the koimet is the matir of the shirayim. When the koimet plus the levana are offered on the mizeach, then the shirayim become mutar to eat. But over here, the koimet is not matir the levona. Fine, when it comes to the knitsa, yes, because you can't take the levona before you took the koimet. But when it comes to the burning of the koimet, we learned the other day, you could burn the levona first or you could burn the koimet first. It doesn't matter. You can't say that the koimet is matir the levona to have something done with it. Therefore, it won't. So therefore, the mayor would say that no, you're not able to make the korban tigul by having in mind the burning of the levona during the burning of the korban. Okay. It wasn't Abaya saying this in the name of Chitza. It was Rabbi Menashe Abagada saying this. Amalei Abaya, so Abaya says to him, Ani Mori, answer me, Rebbe. Mishnei Derav, this that you're quoting from Rabbi Chitza, is it Rabbi Chitza's own thing, or did he say it in the name of Rav? Rabbi Chitza is one of Rav's big talmidim. So usually when Rabbi Chitza says something, it would be in the name of Rav. Amalei Ein, and Rabbi Menashe tells him, yes, indeed, it was in the name of Rav. Itmar Nami, and in fact, we said also, it was explicitly said, Amar Rav Chitza Amar Rav, Ein Haktara Mafagel Haktara. Now, Fatemeth asked the question, so why didn't Rav Menashe Bagada volunteer that information in the first place? Why did Abaya have to prompt him for it? Didn't Rav Menashe know what we say in Tirkei Avos, that if you say something to Shem Omen, then maybe go to the Olam? So he starts by saying that maybe you don't have to say all the links in the chain, this latest one, but he says based on other Gemara, it doesn't really seem so. So he answers, maybe what it is, that we have, what it may be is, we have two things that Rav Chitza was saying. One is that Ein Haktara Mafagela Haktara, and the other is that even Rav Meir would agree to that. Maybe what it is he only heard from Rav the basic concept, Ein Haktara Mafagela Haktara, the opposite of what Charifa de Pumadita said. Rav Chitza himself then came up with the idea that that would go only if one could have made it. So therefore, originally, the Menashe Bagada just quoted the whole thing in the name of Rav Chitza, because the second part of it, the part about Rav Meir, is only based on Rav Chitza. Until Abaya prompts him, and then Menashe tells him, okay, you're right, but the original concept, Ein Haktara Mafagela Haktara, that comes from Rav. Amr of Yaakov Ba'idi Vishmei Dabaya, so Rav Yaakov Ba'idi says in the name of Abaya, Afanan Nami Tanena. In fact, you can prove what Rav Chitza is saying and what Rav is saying from the wording of the Mishnah. We said in our Mishnah, Shachat Echad Menakvasim Lechom Emenu L'Makar, we said, when it comes to the Shea Lechem, again, we have two sheep that are shechted, and the sprinkling of the blood of those two sheep makes the Shea Lechem Mutter to be eaten. So the Mishnah has said, Shachat Echad Menakvasim, and the sheep themselves are also eaten by the Kohanim. So Shachat Echad Menakvasim Lechom Emenu L'Makar, if he shechted one of the sheep, having in mind he's going to eat from that particular sheep tomorrow, who pigol v'chaveri kosher? We said that particular sheep is pigol, because that's classic pigol. He had in mind to eat from it tomorrow. V'chaveri kosher, the other sheep remains kosher. On the other hand, lechom v'chaveri l'macher, but if he had in mind that during the shechita of the one sheep that he's going to eat from the other sheep tomorrow, shneim kosher, and then we say both of them are kosher. Now, my time, and now why should they both be kosher in that case? He did have a thought of chutzpah mamay after all. Lav mishum to kivin to lav matu didehu. It must be because since the one sheep is not matu the other one, each sheep is its own matir. You do need the two sheep together, but the fact of the matter is each one is shrita, and zrita is matir it to be eaten. So therefore, loy must be refined by, therefore it's not capable of making the other one table. So in that case, that would fit very well with what Rav is saying and what Rav Chitza is saying. That the same way, the klimas and lavoina are not each other's matir, and therefore one can't make the other one table. The answer is light. No, it's not necessarily the same thing, the Kaimas and the Levoina versus the two sheep, because Hasam Hudala Ikba Bachadmana, because when it comes to the two sheep, they're not Kavua, they weren't fixed as actually being established as part of the same carbon by being placed in the same table. The two sheep are never placed in the table. Avalhacha, the Ikba Bachadmana, over here, at some point, the Kaimas and the Levoina are together placed in a cave and then taken over to the Mizeach and burned. And to begin with, actually, the Kaimas was, as part of the mincha, was within the keli, and the levona was sprinkled on top. So therefore, they were placed in one keli, and that made them officially part of one carbon. Therefore, you could argue therefore you could argue that maybe they're considered like all one entity, and therefore so it's not like the sheep. So fine, again, Rav din maybe a din, but we can't necessarily prove it from the case of the sheep because that's a different thing. They weren't together in one keli. Rav Hamnuna says, the following din that we're going to say, Rav Hanina taught me this, and Ivla means he didn't just teach it to me. Rashi says, he's imani v'lindana. He explained to me the reason, he taught it to me. Ivla literally means like he made it absorb. Like he made me absorb this din very well. Utkilali kukula tamujari. And this din that we're going to learn now is as valuable to me as all of my learning. I consider this din that we're going to say now as precious to me as all the rest of my learning combined. What is it? What about if he burnt the klima for the mikra, having in mind that he's going to offer the levona tomorrow, and also ulavona lechol shidayim lamacher? Then he ended up offering the levona today, having in mind that he's going to eat the shidayim tomorrow. Tiggle. Then tiggle. Okay, so we actually have two different gerusoys over here. You'll notice the word levona is in parenthesis, and again, Rashaf, which is the Birkas HaZevach, takes it out, because Rashi is gerus that way. We have a gerus, we have a machlokes, a rishonim, it's in Rashi and the Rambam, how to be gerus over here. The way we have it printed in all Gemara is as follows. There's two different machshavim. He had in mind, during the burning of the klimat, that he's going to burn the levona tomorrow, which so far, if he only did that, our Mishnah said that, we had Chalisi to Pumbedisa would say it is table, and Rav would say it's not table. But then what he did is he actually ended up burning the Lavona today, but during the burning of the Lavona, he had a new machshava. I'm going to eat the Shidayim tomorrow. And we're saying table. That's the one user.
So the Chiddush is that even though it's not all the way going through the right way, except the one
tiggle
step, since it's a
tiggle
step, then it's
tiggle
anyway.
Basically. Rashi has a different girsa. Rashi takes out the second lavoina and lechol rather than vilachol. So Rashi explains what it means is he had in mind during the brooding of the claimants, he had in mind two things. That he's gonna burn the lavoina tomorrow, and then he's gonna eat the shirayim tomorrow. So then also, of course, according to Rashi, that makes it this. Okay, the question is, Maika Mashmalan, what is the chiddush of that din? E haktorah mafagelas haktorah, Kamashmalan, if it wants to tell us this idea that Charisi de Pumbedisa was saying before, that one part of the haktorah is able to make another part of the haktorah figure, lema hiktir koimus lahakta levina. Let him just say it's a straightforward case, like he said at the top of the Amud, where he burnt the koimus, having in mind that he's going to burn the levina tomorrow. Why bring in the case where we later on, he burnt the levina, having in mind about the shirayim, or according to Rashi's view, so why is he bringing in the shirayim at all? E mefaglin bachti master, kamashmalon, if he wants to inform us that it's possible to make the koimus figal using only half the master, using either the koimus or the levina, lema, Lema hikdu klimas lechol shirayim lamacha. Then don't bother mentioning the levona, just say he burnt the klimas having in mind to eat the shirayim tomorrow. E tavayu also kamash malon. And if he wants to inform us both of those in, lema hikdu klimas lahakdu levona v'lechol shirayim lamacha. Let him say instead that he burnt the klimas having in mind to burn the levona and to eat the shirayim tomorrow. Why have the case over here? Why is he mentioning he burnt the klimat in order to offer the levona or in order to eat the shirayim tomorrow? So that's the question. So what is the chiddush? So what is the chiddush of what Rav Chanina said? The answer is Omer Rabbi Adaba Avala Olam Kasava Ein Haktara Mafagelas Haktara. We can answer like this: Rav Chanina holds that one haktara cannot make the other one tigol like Rav said. So, and also a mafaglin machti matir. Also that you can't create tigol with only one of the two matirim with either the claimant or the levona. The shiny hacha, but why is it tigol over here when he had in mind during the claimant about the levona and during the levona about the eating, or according to Rashi that he had in mind during the claimant about the levona and about the eating, the reason is pivot the posh of a machshava b'kol mincha. Because the machshava extends to the entire mincha. Neither one by itself could make it tigle, but the combination of the two of them together ends up making it tigle. Okay. Tani Tana Kamezer of Yitzchak Ba'aba, Tana taught a braise in front of Yitzchak Ba'aba that said as follows, Hiktiv Koimet Lechol Shirayim. We said that if he offers the Koimet having in mind that he's going to eat the Shirayim Chutzlut Mano tomorrow, Zivre Hakol Tigle, then everybody agrees it's tigle. Question: what do you mean? Everybody agrees it's tigle. Well, Mifleg Tligi, we have the machlokas in our Mishnah. The mayor says it's tigle, the chum says not. The answer is Ela Eim L'Zivre Hakol Posel. No, you have to change the wording of the braisa. Everybody would agree that it's posel. Meaning, when we say everyone, we don't mean Reb Meir. We mean the other chachamim who disagree with Reb Meir. Okay, so the question is, if we have to change the wording of the braisa anyway, V'leima Harei the Tigul V'Reb Meir, why not instead change the wording of the braisa? Leave the wording of the braisa in place. say, or not or say that it's table, but say instead of the divrei hakol, say it's once a is possible. The answer is because if we have to reconstruct where the Tana made a mistake in the wording of the Braita, we have to figure what's more likely for him to have made a mistake. Tana divrei hakol asniyur table, Tana divrei hakol asniyur. It's like this. The Tana must have originally learned the Braita with the word divrei hakol in it. And therefore, Pigol the Possel Michlafle, it's easy to confuse the word Pigol and the word Possel, so therefore we can assume that the Tana originally learned a Braita that included the word Divrei Hakol, but then it originally said Possel, and he got mixed up and thought that instead of Possel it should say Pigol. But Harei Zeb Divrei Hakol Lo Michlafle, it's not likely that he would mistakenly say Harei Zeb Pigol, which would be according to the mayor, instead of if he had originally learned Divrei Hakol. So therefore it's more, or the other way around. Those two expressions, if he had originally learned the word harezeh, he wouldn't have mixed it up and said divrei hakol instead, because that's so different, we don't have a reason to think that the Tana would have made such a mistake. Therefore, the logical thing to assume is that he just mixed up, is that he had the word divrei hakol, and how would he say divrei hakol would mean that it's possible and not fitted. Hadron Allah HaKaymus Tamim. This next perek also begins Akonis with a Mincha, and in order to distinguish it from the previous one, it's called, you'll see in the headlines of the pages, it's called Akonis Rabba, which means the big Akonis. And it is, because the perek we just learned is a grand total of four blocks. The next one is from Dr. Gimel to Zion. The next one is over 20 blocks more. And it's going to begin with Dinim of Menachos, but then a few blocks in, we're going to switch to other topics, and that's where we're going to have things about fill in and mezuzah and sefer Torah and so forth. When I'm done, yes, we still have a few more minutes. We'll start the new parak. But the point is, this parak, HaKoymes Rabba, is something that includes a lot of halachas that are very negay nowadays. Most halachas, sittis and fill in and then mezuzah and whatever are in the parak. And almost all of them are in the parak and the next parak. Okay, so to begin. The Mishnah says, HaKoymes is a mincha lechol dover shein da'ata lechol. So the Kohen takes the Kohenitz from the Mincha, having in mind that he's going to eat the part of the Mincha that's not normally eaten, or the Hakdur Java saying Dr. Lachdur, or to burn the part that's not normally burnt, kosher. And the Kohen is kosher, and it's not pickled. Now, we actually learned that at the end of the first parak. The reason why, but Rabbi Eliezer says it's possible, that's why we're repeating it. We're repeating it to inform us that Rabbi Eliezer disagrees. On the other hand, lechol davar shadakir lechol lahakir davar shadakir lahakir pachas mikadayim. What about if he has in mind to eat the shadayim, he has in mind to burn the kohen mitzvah levona, but less than a kadayim for them? So then also kosher, it's also kosher because achila and haktara have to be at least a kadayim. Lechol kachadizayim lahakir kachadizayim, if he has in mind to eat half kadayim and to burn half kadayim, kosher, then it's also kosher. She'en achila v'haktara mitzvah, because eating and burning don't combine together.
The last part,
we'll see in the Gemara, actually, yes. Okay. So the more sources. Omer of Asi, Omer of Yechon, in my time of the Rabbi Eliezer, what's Rabbi Eliezer's reason that he says that even if he had in mind to eat from the Kohenes or to burn the Shirayim, which is not what's normally done, that it should be tickled? The reason is, Omer Krabi, Ocho Ya'achom of Tzav Achlom. Because the Pasuk says, where do we learn the whole concept of Tegel? We learn from a Pasuk that it says regarding Shlomim. It says, Im he'ochel ye'ochel, if eating it shall be eaten, mitzvah zevach shlomo, from the meat of the carbon Shlomim, meaning the double expression means v'shtei achilas, the Pasuk medaber, meaning the Pasuk is talking about two different kinds of eating. Echad achilas adam ve'echad achilas mizbeach. One is the person eating from the carbon, the carbon eating the Shidayim, and one is talking about the mizbeach eating, it's being burnt on the mizbeach. Therefore, if the Pasuk is putting them together, we have a Hekish. Just as it's possible to make a Kohen Pigol by having in mind for the person to eat it outside of the time, so also a thought about it being eaten, consumed by the Mizbeach, would make it Pigol. And Rabbi Eliezer goes further. Just as you're able to make a Kohen Pigol from the part that's eaten by a person to the part that's eaten by a person, from the part that's being eaten by the Mizeah to the part that's being eaten on the Mizeah, that's being consumed on the Mizeah, the same way, The same way it's also possible to mix and match, says Rabbi Yezid. It's possible to have in mind that the Torah that's eaten by people is instead going to be burned on the Mizeach, and vice versa, and therefore that's stable. So that's what he says. That's how we learn it from the Achol Yachol. Once we're comparing Achilas Adam and Achilas Mizeach, then it compares throughout. The Rabbanan, what would the Rabbanan answer to that? The Rabbanan would say the reason why the Torah uses the word achila regarding being burnt on the Mizeach, all that means is the loishna kimachashe b'loshen achila on the Mizeach, the loishna kimachashe b'loshen achila on the Mizeach, when it comes to the burning on the Mizeach, doesn't matter whether he has in mind, whether he uses the expression that the Mizeach will eat it, or whether he has in mind that it will be burnt on the Mizeach. Either way, it'll be pickled. But not to say that you could take the part that should be eaten by people and having in mind that's going to be burned down in the Mizeach, that should make it pickled. The Chachamim disagree with that concept. Inami, or another possibility, they could say, Ma'achila b'kazayis, ha'achsara b'kazayis. You could say, another reason for the hekish is to teach us, just as achila, by definition, in Torah, always means at least a kazayis, so also the burning has to be at least a kazayis for it to be pickled. But nevertheless, achila would mean what's normally eaten, meaning, in other words, the shirayim, not the kohen. Okay, we'll stop here and we'll continue tomorrow.